Now, the Australian Academy of Science has applauded the announcement by the Morrison government to invest $3.4 million to improve equity in STEM areas and boost participation of girls and women in STEM-related careers. Here to tell us a little bit more, Marina Sara is in us with the studio now. Morning, Marina.
Morning, Tess. Thanks for having me.
So could you tell us a little bit about your background? You are studying science at UNSW.
Yeah, so I actually finished studying not too long ago. But yeah, so I studied engineering and science at UNSW. And throughout that period of time, I did a few internships and like got out into the workforce, worked at a mine, worked for ANSTO, which is Australia's nuclear science organisation. So yeah, I really enjoyed it. But yeah, it was a bit tricky, I think, starting off and a little bit challenging, but yeah, it was great. And like, I'm really happy with where I am now. And I guess the future of STEM for women, it's a really exciting time.
And you mentioned in there as well, like starting off was a little bit tricky and challenging. Could you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah. So I guess when I started studying, which was probably 5 years ago, maybe probably a bit more, not sure. I guess going into engineering, it was a really male-dominated field. I was probably one in 10 women out of like a cohort of 150 people. We faced a little bit of adversity, I think, from our male peers. I'm not sure if it was done on purpose, but naturally, like we'd get group assignments and we'd have to work together and naturally all the boys would group together and then us 10 females were like, what do we do? Does nobody want us in their group? Like, how do we do this? So we'd sort of, you know, pile up. So there was a bit of segregation, which I thought was really strange because I went to a co-ed school. But, you know, later on, I think we sort of had to earn their respect. Like we had to demonstrate that we were as smart as them. We could do maths in the same manner, get the same answers in exams, perform as well, or if not better, before they started kind of engaging us a bit, which I thought was a bit sad. But I hope it's changing now. I'm sure it's starting to, because I think the amount of females going into university in STEM-related fields has increased by 20% or something. So
I was sore as well, actually. Yeah, speaking of that, I think in terms of science degrees and PhD graduates, it's about 50-50. But once you start looking at senior academics, it's only about 17% women. So it almost seems like women are leaving careers once they graduate.
Yeah, I think so. And especially in the workforce, that's also the case. So you see, I think in like senior executive roles or those higher managerial roles in STEM, there isn't parity between men and women. There's that same differential in percentage. And like it could be for various reasons. Like a lot of women later on in their careers want to take maternity leave and their organizations don't support them. In research, if you take a break, you kind of have to freeze your PhD, or at least that's the expectation. Some people don't, and that's incredible. But the expectation is you stop doing what you do, and then that puts a pause on your progression, and then you feel like you can't kind of just leap back into a leadership role or, you know, a higher role in research. It's really sad. So I think this investment is fantastic for trying to reach parity. So we'll see what happens. We'll see how it rolls out.
Yeah. And with this investment, the $3.4 million that was allocated in the budget to go towards, it was a little bit vague. It was kind of just improving equity in STEM. If I gave you a magic wand, anything you want, how would you like to see this money spent?
A couple of ways. I think firstly, we'd probably be investing in communicating to high school students, telling them where a career in STEM will take them, telling them that the world's changing, you can feel supported, it's not just an in the lab sort of role. There is progression, women are supported, so you will get a job. And then I also think investing in the actual career space. So supporting women, enabling them to have maternity leave, enabling their partners to have maternity leave as well, because, you know, parents are now wanting to stay at home with their kids, and that's both parents. So the onus shouldn't just be on, I guess, the mums to take care of the kids. So a lot of organisations are investing in supporting women in STEM through those sorts of initiatives. At the moment, there's also like organisations that have targets in terms of managerial roles, and they're really investing in trying to restructure their procedures in the workplace and protocols for interview processes. So I guess a lot of STEM roles coming out at the moment, previously, I guess, say for example, in mining, roles would be really not male-centric, but the way they would talk about jobs and describe them was more appealing, I guess, to a male as opposed to a female. It would be like, you know, has extensive experience in process design and control. And it wasn't necessarily framed in a way that a woman would feel like, oh, this is great. This sounds like an awesome initiative or an awesome job I'd want to do. Whereas now they're kind of rewriting the way jobs are framed. So, you know, an opportunity to improve and enhance the mining industry so they're kind of really framing jobs to be more opportunistic now, as opposed to skills and experience that you need and the technicalities of what the role entails, because a lot of people can do technical. And yeah, so there's money sort of going into that. So really investing in changing policies, procedures, the way people are presenting jobs to the audience that will apply for them. So I think that's the intention of how some of it's going to be spent, at least in the SAGE area. So that'd be really good. So yeah, I think, sorry, I rambled, but...
No, that's awesome, yeah.
Investing really early on, I guess, into like high school students and creating awareness, like where could a job in STEM really take you? And then investing on the further end, so after university, and really supporting people in STEM so they don't leave and they feel incentivized to stay and supported in their roles. Yeah.
Well, just before I do let you go, you've made it through an engineering degree at one of Australia's top universities. Someone's listening, they're coming out of high school looking at what they want to do, tossing up a degree in STEM. What would you have to say to them?
I'd probably say that it's not too hard. It's not too hard to be an engineer. It's not too hard to be a scientist. It's like any subject, any degree. And people think you have to be a rocket scientist to study engineering. Like, it's insane. You don't. It's just hard work and studying, I guess. And if you're passionate and interested about something, it's a breeze. So I think trying to break that stereotype and tell people that, like, you can study STEM. Like, it's not hard and anyone can do it as long as they're willing to try. So, yeah.
Marina, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
That was Marina Sara. She's an engineering graduate from UNSW, having a chat with us this morning about women in STEM and the Morrison government's investment of $3.4 million to improve equity in STEM areas.